News Talk 1110 WBT presents the Bobby DeMuro Show.
Top of the hour here on WBT News Talk 1110 AM in Charlotte. I'm Bobby DeMuro, and you'll be listening to the Bobby DeMuro Show for the next 2 hours on News Talk 1110, broadcasting live and, as I like to say, in color from our studio right outside beautiful uptown Charlotte. Thank you for joining me, and thank you for bringing me into your home this beautiful, unseasonably warm evening. Now, this week, I want to focus on a very politically charged topic, and I'll be interested to get a lot of calls from you guys at home throughout the night tonight. If you saw my preview blog on WBT.com earlier this week, you know I'm talking about climate change and global warming. But more than just having a discussion on climate change nationally, which we will do, I wanted to also focus it on Charlotte and on North Carolina to get a better understanding of the different ways we're looking at dealing with climate change and really the politics behind it and the culture behind it locally. And like I said, throughout the night, we will be taking your calls. So get ready for that. I'll tell you when that's coming up in a minute. But first, I want to bring on my first guest of the evening right now. Brian Balfour is the Director of Public Policy for Civitas Institute, and he's here to give us a little insight into their take on environmental conservation. Brian, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks so much for having me. It's a pleasure.
And first, from your perspective, you guys are more libertarian-leaning, more conservative-leaning. What's the big deal with worrying about the environment? Does it come down primarily to the government spending money and diverting it from better uses, or is there a different concern?
Well, the primary concern is really just looking at what the proper role of government is and what it should be in our society. And, you know, groups like us, we tend to defer back to the founding fathers. I mean, and they laid it out in really specific terms in terms of why governments are instituted amongst men. You know, you just even look at the Declaration of Independence. You know, governments are instituted among men to secure our personal individual liberties. And certainly when we start talking about, you know, land conservation, things of that nature, maybe, you know, certainly a noble cause that a lot of people can support. But in terms of whether that's the proper role, proper scope for government to get involved in, we tend not to agree. You know, we really think that, in general terms, certainly, you know, government has really morphed into something unrecognizable to what our founding fathers would have seen.
Well, let me play devil's advocate for a minute. When we talk about limited government and our founding fathers, is it that you would advocate for doing nothing regarding environmental conservation, or is it a matter of being smarter with our investments? I mean, where on the line should we fall?
Sure. Well, I think, again, it's a matter of government's involvement. You know, a lot of people may conflate, you know, advocating for government not having a role in something, conflate that with doing nothing, you know, in general as a society in terms of freely acting individuals. You know, we're focused on government's role. And again, we think that when we start talking about taking taxpayer dollars to put over into the hands of politicians to make decisions about, you know, buying up certain lands, we feel, again, that's really extended above and beyond the proper scope and proper role for government. So and we think that's probably much better left in private voluntary actions of charitable organizations.
Talking to Brian Balfour from Civitas Institute on WBT right now. Brian, how do we stack up locally? I mean, in North Carolina, as far as environmental conservation goes, are governments across the state, are local and state governments doing too much and spending too much at the expense of other important things?
Sure, and you know, it's interesting you bring that up. I try to do a little bit of research on that to get some comparative data on other states. And North Carolina, if you start looking at states really east of the Mississippi, you know, out west, it's a tremendous portion of the territory that's owned by federal and state governments, you know, certainly out west.
Yeah.
But when you kind of focus in here on the east of the Mississippi and so forth, it's at a lower rate, but certainly relative to other states, North Carolina still is a bit above most of the other states east of the Mississippi. So it is fairly, you know, pretty aggressive in terms of what the state's doing, probably about top five east of the Mississippi.
Are there projects statewide that you have your eye on? I mean, are there specific things we need to be concerned about or anything in North Carolina that's going too far in terms of government intervention here?
Yeah, in terms of specific projects, there's a few trust funds, as the state likes to call them, that have been set up and in a large part are devoted to land conservation efforts. For instance, the Natural Heritage Trust Fund, the Parks and Recreation Trust Fund, and probably the biggest player perhaps is the Clean Water Management Trust Fund. And if you look at their efforts specifically for that fund, going back about 15 years, they've spent roughly in excess of about half $1 billion in the last 15 years of taxpayer dollars for land buying efforts in large part to protect state waterways and conserve buffer zones. So that's certainly something to keep an eye on. And that specifically Clean Water Management Trust Fund has come under criticism in Raleigh by some politicians saying that it's a little bit of a slush fund where politicians dip their hand into that trust fund money and sprinkle it around into their local districts to kind of make themselves look good to their constituents.
And so are you saying that these trust funds, regardless of their efficacy, regardless if they work, they would be better served in the private sector than in the government sector?
I would certainly say so. I think when we're talking about these sort of efforts, we would definitely like to see a much more of a shift into these voluntary kind of nonprofit type organizations, especially when they're more localized too. They can certainly be more effective. You know, let's take this power, let's take these resources out of the hands of politicians and put it back in the hands of citizens.
So what's the effect on business? Because we mentioned trust funds, you mentioned taxpayer dollars going here, and a lot's been made about the Obama administration and the EPA regulations on businesses nationally. Is that a concern here in North Carolina? Are there things you're tracking?
Absolutely. From the EPA right on down to local regulations, whenever there's these type of regulations, you know, anyone that runs a business knows that when you're having to expend money, you're having to expend time and other resources simply complying to these regulations, that means those are resources that are being diverted away from hiring more people or becoming more productive in what you're producing for consumers. So it certainly is a concern and makes businesses less effective than they could be. And certainly, you know, the EPA, obviously that grabs the headlines, but at Civitas we focus more on state and a little bit at the local level too. And I mean, we talk to business owners that, for instance, local regulations fine them because on their own property their bushes or their hedges weren't trimmed properly,
yeah,
according to some code. So, you know, probably, I'm sure you've heard nightmare stories about that yourself on your show. So, let's not overlook the impact of local regulations as well.
Absolutely. You reminded me of one particular Charlotte nightmare that I'll have to talk about later tonight. But before that, as a corollary, last question, what do we do? I mean, is it as simple as electing new leadership and different leadership, or is there an education component to this where citizens need to understand more about less government regulation and how we can conserve the environment but doing it through the private sector?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it really starts with education. It starts with the people. It needs to be at the grassroots level, you know, a bottom-up movement. Educating people, talking to people, and a big part of what we do at Civitas Institute is doing this, educating people about, you know, the proper role of government and government overreach, certainly into environmental regulations and a lot of other aspects of our lives. Without a shift in attitudes and opinions amongst the people, then there really will never be a change at the top. So I think it really, the focus needs to start with educating the citizens.
Sounds good. Brian Balfour from the Civitas Institute, thank you for joining me tonight, sir.
Thank you. It was a pleasure. I appreciate it.
And folks, you probably know this if you listen to WBT, but for more information on Civitas, check out nccivitas.org. I will link that up on my blog on wbt.com later tonight, too. All right, well, we are up against a break in a minute, but coming up next, I want to hear from you at home. I want you to call into the show right now. What do you think about global warming and climate change and environmental regulation in the Carolinas? Is it affecting you? Is it affecting your business? I want to hear from you. Whether it has to do with business regulations or environmental conservation or land and water resources like Brian mentioned, or anything else relating to climate change, I want your opinion tonight. 704-570-1110. The phone lines are open, and we are taking calls after the break about climate change and the environment here in the Carolinas. That's 704-570-1110. You are listening to the Bobby DeMuro Show on Charlotte's News Talk 1110 WBT.